On a misty summer morning, Bart Morris is doing what most people might be afraid to do these days. He's taking a quick hike into the woods and trapping mosquitoes.
We've found a positive mosquito in this swamp that we're going to right now. That's why I'm going to put on a little spray before we walk in there and check the trap.
Morris is with the Cape Cod Mosquito Control Project, and in response to the mosquitoes that tested positive for Triple E recently, he's laid out mosquito traps in this area near Devil's Lane Road in Woods Hole. He shows me a sample trap in the back of his truck. It's a mechanism with a bucket of dry ice with a light hanging underneath it.
That bucket's mimicking a person breathing, kind of, and the light is just, you know, attracting them in even more.
Then there's a small vacuum that'll suck the mosquitoes into a net that hangs just below that. Now he's going to collect a trap he set the day before, and we head into the woods to see what it's caught.
Now we're going to turn down this path here.
He walks briskly into the underbrush and then stops and points at a tree branch near shallow water with the trap hanging off it.
You see the trap still running? And I'll just zip this off real quick, put a tag on it so we know where it's from, and that's it.
He pulls the net off the trap and examines the mosquitoes it's caught the night before. There are about 30 in there, all clustered near the top.
You see they're still alive, which is what you want, a nice healthy specimen to send to the lab.
He says it's impossible to tell which mosquitoes are carrying Triple E until they're tested.
Yeah, now we get out of here as fast as we can.
Morris has 9 more traps to collect today. The project expanded its trapping area after 2 spots in Woods Hole and Falmouth tested positive for Triple E earlier this month. State epidemiologist Catherine Brown says overall, Triple E outbreaks are not uncommon in Massachusetts. The last outbreak was in 2012.
Triple E occurs in cycles in Massachusetts. And so what generally happens is we'll have 2 to 3 years of increased activity followed by multiple years with, you know, sometimes no activity.
Triple E is initially spread through birds who carry the disease but don't get sick from it. Mosquitoes will bite a bird infected with Triple E and then can pass it to a human. Mosquitoes that test positive for Triple E have tended to cluster around the South Coast, near Plymouth and New Bedford. It isn't usually found in mosquitoes on the Cape, but Brown says the overall higher mosquito population in the state has led to the virus spreading.
The intensity of the activity in southeastern Mass in combination with what I know are large mosquito populations in Falmouth. We just had some infected birds that traveled from southeastern Mass down to the Falmouth area.
For the first time in Falmouth history, the project is using trucks to spray the roads between Woods Hole and Falmouth Town Hall. The trucks sprayed neighborhoods on Wednesday evening between 9 p.m. and midnight to minimize harm to pollinating insects and people. The 2 trucks have what looks like a large fan propped up on the back, and they drive neighborhood streets, the fan blowing out a liquid pesticide called Zenovex. Gabrielle Sikolsky of the project hopes this will be the first and last time Falmouth has to do this.
Crews have been working hard to get out to the swamps to kill the mosquitoes that are developing there, but we already have adult mosquitoes that may be carrying disease, so if we can knock those down, we can reduce the risk of transmission in this area.
The pesticide is said to break down within half an hour. Nonetheless, a number of people have been concerned. Out of the 40 linear miles that the truck sprayed, 12 properties opted out of the spraying. The project will be setting and checking more traps this week into next week to see if mosquito spraying was effective. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.